It is tough right now economically to make a living in Colorado. You'd be hard pressed. And you talk to the families that I talk to, where I'm taking my daughter Natalie, who's 6 years old, to her soccer game, and you talk to a lot of parents, and you hear from them about some of the struggles they're facing and the uncertainty that they're experiencing. And of course, this administration has turbocharged that and created a real economic catastrophe on our hands. But the reality is, we've got to be able to offer something more than just the policies that he's pursuing are reckless. I think most Americans, certainly most Coloradans, know that. I mean, based on the conversations I've had today through 3-4 different counties, I guess, with a lot of people who are Republicans and unaffiliated and Democrats, I would tell you most Coloradans recognize that the economic policies the president is pursuing are not in the best interest of the country. And yet, the question persists. What do we offer as an alternative? I can tell you what I offer as an alternative, or at least my views, and they are shaped by the district that I represent. I think focusing on the quality of life issues that Coloradans care about. I grew up in this state. I've lived in this state almost all my life. My wife and I, our most important role for us as parents, and thinking about the future that our children will inherit. Will they be able to maintain a great quality of life here in Colorado? They'd be able to pursue their dreams, be able to get a college degree, go to a quality public school, be safe in their neighborhoods, enjoy these incredible, I mean, look at this background. I've never done it.